In classrooms at Purdue University in Indiana, 12 Afghan graduate students in agriculture present their research to Afghanistan's Minister of Agriculture, Asif Rahimi.
And this is the most severe disease of...
Dangerous.
Yes, it can kill or it can whip the entire field in a very short time.
Yes.
And right now, this disease is heading toward our country, Afghanistan.
The students are part of Purdue's Advancing Afghan Agriculture Alliance, funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development. One tells the minister his project on breeding fungus-resistant wheat is already making a difference in Afghanistan.
And actually, I got 10 lines that were developed here to my country. And right now, they are with my parents, and he took that to Afghanistan. When I go back to Afghanistan, I will conduct a research on this line in Afghanistan, and I will look for the adapted lines, which will do a better yield.
The Alliance program began in 2006. It now includes nearly 90 students who study at Purdue and a few other U.S. and Indian universities with strong agricultural programs. Purdue's Assistant Director of International Programs, Kevin McNamara, says everyone involved is focused on enhancing Afghanistan's agrarian society.
Agriculture is very, very important. Agriculture there is very different from the U.S. In the U.S., production agriculture makes up about 1% of our economy. In Afghanistan, it's about a third of our economy. In the U.S., agriculture production employs about 2% of the economy. In Afghanistan, it's about 80%.
McNamara says students in the Alliance program will graduate with skills of great value to Afghanistan's agricultural sector.
Right now we have 12 students at Purdue. Four of them are finishing their master's degrees this semester, and the rest will finish by next May. But we have these young Afghan faculty came to Purdue to get master's degrees so that they can go back and teach in the universities they come from. The primary one is Kabul University. But we're also working with faculty in Herat, Nangarhar, Balkh, and Kandahar. What we're trying to do is get these bright young people out to international schools so they can develop expertise in their disciplinary area.
30 years of war have had a terrible effect on Afghanistan's agricultural infrastructure. Asif Rahimi, who was named Minister of Agriculture in 2008, says improving that base is essential to bringing peace to his country.
The Afghanistan government has put a significant focus on rebuilding Afghanistan agriculture, which has, during the war, been totally destroyed. From 1978 until 2001, every year 3% of agriculture production has gone down, and because of the drought, half of the livestock was perished. So now we are rebuilding, but we have success in the both in rebuilding Afghanistan agriculture as well as the livestock back.
To continue that success, Rahimi has a long-range modernization plan for his department. He is relying on a team of young Afghan agricultural officials he has hired. As efforts to redevelop the country continue, many of Afghanistan's best and brightest are recruited by high-paying international organizations. But Rahimi says he manages to hold on to his people with more than good salaries.
Also providing them incentives, training, capacity building of these people, provide them opportunities, and also job satisfaction. So I'm using not only the salary as one of the factors, but also at the same time to create an environment where people feel that they are part of the overall the transformation, the overall ownership of the ministry. That is where all of us work as a very strong team.
The young men studying at Purdue will be part of that effort to improve Afghanistan's agriculture.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into the chemistry of that. I'm going to do the total phenolic compound, and then isolate those.
Excellent. Very complicated work.
Transforming Afghanistan's agriculture is also very complicated work, which Rahimi acknowledges will require the help of the international community. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced a $38 million grant to assist his ministry with organization and training. But Rahimi says his team will take the lead in this cooperative venture.
Follow our footprints, because we know the best about Afghanistan, and provide us the technical assistance that you are good at.
So as Afghanistan struggles to find a way forward, Afghan farmers continue to be on the front lines in more ways than one. For VOA News, I'm Douglas Wissing in West Lafayette, Indiana.